For the first time since 2021, should say, the Rawhide looking for their first more than two-plus wins on the road at Chauncey Park since 2021, a year where Visalia lost the season series 19-5. But there's a new time for everything, and right now the series is tied up at two apiece entering this Saturday night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chauncey Park, located in Fresno, California. It's game five of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Visalia Rawhide enter today's ballgame with a record of 17-25. They are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they arrive with a record of 24-18 as a single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Prior to last night's ballgame, the Rawhide had lost two heartbreakers. One in the ninth in game three, one in the tenth in game number two. And you wondered, would the Rawhide suffer another one-run loss last night? Visalia took an early 1-0 lead in the fourth inning, thanks to a double from Junior Franco, one of his two extra base hits in last night's ballgame. Ruben Santana drove in the hit, and then Visalia a four-run sixth inning. And you said, finally, the Rawhide finally getting a big offensive explosion. And then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Fresno, they were exchanging blows all the last night. Anything that the Rawhide did, it seemed like Fresno was a younger brother just trying to kind of impose their will into the ballgame. However, Visalia holding on to the win last night. Jordan Chalas came into the ballgame, and he shut the deal on the ballgame. He faced five batters before getting Braylon Wimmer to close things out here in Chauncey Park on that Friday night. So here on a Saturday night, the Rawhide will look to go on their first winning streak since the end of April, when the Rawhide won five out of six games against the Inland Empire 66ers. Still lots to cover on our pregame coverage, including we'll take a look at the schedule around the California League. We'll talk about the California League standings as well. We'll get you the starting pitchers and starting lineups coming up a little bit later on in our pregame coverage. Game five of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies is coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to pregame coverage here for the Visalia Rawhide Fresno Grizzlies, game 43 of 131 here in 2024. And the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate yesterday, they made up a little bit of ground. The two teams in front of them, the Lake Elsinore Storm and the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, both suffered losses yesterday. So now the Rawhide find themselves 5.5 games back against the Rancho Quakes. And speaking of the standings, let's dive into them for the first time tonight. We'll start off first in the California League South, where the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 22-19, and they are as big of a landslide as there is at the moment. Six-game losing streak. It's the longest by any team in the North or the South. They're 22-19, and they have a narrow two-game lead over the second-place squad, the Lake Elsinore Storm, who are 20-21, also finding themselves on a two-game losing streak. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're 17-25, one-game winning streak after last night's victory. They're 5.5 games back. And then lastly, the Inland Empire 66ers, 13-27 on a two-game winning streak. They find themselves 7.5 games back. Meanwhile, up in the North, but the Modesto Nuts, 28-13. They're on a four-game winning streak. They have a 4.5 game lead up there in the North. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they're 24-18, currently suffering a one-game losing streak after yesterday's loss. They're 4.5 games back. San Jose's made up some ground as well. They're 24-18, riding a two-game winning streak. Both those two teams are 4.5 games back. And lastly, the Stockton Ports, the largest deficit by either club this season, 12 games back. They're 16-25, and we'll dive into the California League scoreboard for the first time today. San Jose all over Lake Elsinore in the top of the sixth inning. San Jose leads 6-0. The Giants scoring 5 runs in both the second and the third, a four-piece in the third inning. Meanwhile, out in Rancho Cucamonga, Modesto wasting no time this evening. They lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning, trying to force a 7-game losing streak for Rancho, and Modesto would have won the first 5 games of that series. Lastly, out in San Bernardino, things have just gotten underway at San Manuel Stadium. The Stockton Ports currently lead 2-0, heading into the bottom of the first inning. Time to look around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We'll start off first in the Complex League, where the Complex League D-backs, another win today. They are now 10-5. They defeated the Angels 3-2 earlier today. Meanwhile, out in Hillsboro, things have gone final on a Saturday. Vancouver Canadiens with a 2-1 win in extra innings on this Saturday night. Meanwhile, out in Double A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles all over Arkansas today, 14-4 winners, including Amarillo's 8 runs in the 8th and the 9th inning. Lastly, out in Triple A, the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the second game of their doubleheader, they lead 2-0. That remains Texas League ball. But in Triple A, in the Pacific Coast League, the Oklahoma City Dodgers, they lead 5-3 against the Reno Aces. Oklahoma City's 28-21. Meanwhile, the Reno Aces are 22-27. Lastly, at the Major League level, it will be the Arizona Diamondbacks and Miami Marlins. They'll get started at 7:10 local time on FS1, so that's a way to watch the Diamondbacks in action today. They find themselves in third place in the NL West behind the first-place squad, of course, the LA Dodgers. They're 8 games back. So that's all the scores around the California League and around the Diamondbacks organization. Next up, let's talk about tonight's starting pitchers. It will be Wilkin Paredes making his second start for the Visalia Rawhide. His last outing was this past Saturday when the Rawhide hosted the Lake Elsinore Storm, a ballgame where he went 4 innings of work. He struck out 8 batters, walked none. Wilkin Paredes has been known to be a constant strike thrower. That's what you should expect for him in today's ballgame. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, it will be the left-handed pitcher Isaiah Kupit. He's 3-1 with a 4.83 ERA, and he has one of the best spin rates on his slider and curveball in not only California League Baseball, but his RPMs are similar to that of Major League talent. A guy who has given up a lot of hits, so that will be something that the Rawhide need to jump on early, get hits on the board early, and try to create a lopsided inning to get their third win of the series and head into Sunday looking for the series win. So starting pitchers, the right-hander Wilkin Paredes versus the left-hander Isaiah Kupit here on this Saturday night. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the MILB app. You can also watch it live on the Bally Live app as well. You can listen to the game right here at VisaliaRawhide.com, and you can listen to games all season long right here on our website. Make sure also follow us on our social medias on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on our Facebook platforms. National Anthem is getting ready to go underway here at Chauncey Park. It should be a good one between the 17-25 Visalia Rawhide and the 24-18 Fresno Grizzlies. We'll have the National Anthem, and at the other side of things, we will have the starting lineups, and we'll get ready to go for Game 5 of the 6-game set. Hope you enjoy the game, everybody. We'll talk here in a couple minutes. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Saturday night baseball from Chichansey Park in Fresno, California. Game 5 of the 6-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia 17-25 versus the 24-18 Fresno Grizzlies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Joey Gonzalez with you on this beautiful Saturday night in Fresno, California. The Visalia Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Meanwhile, for the Fresno Grizzlies, they are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Not a cloud in the sky here in downtown Fresno, and that allows us to go into tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Yonsel Ruiz will lead things off for Visalia. He's been one of the best leadoff batters for this Rawhide team so far this year. He'll be followed by Junior Franco, who bat the furthest up this series at the number two spot. Adrian DeLeon, the Rawhide catcher, will bat third. Ruben Santana will return to the cleanup spot. He'll bat four. Drew Jones will bat fifth once again, playing center field. Anderson Rojas will move from third base where he was yesterday over to second. He'll bat sixth. Jackson Feltner will return to the lineup. He'll play DH and bat seventh. Modifi Marte will bat eighth and play first. And then lastly, the right fielder, Jefferson Pena, will play right field and batting at the number nine spot. Isaiah Coupe will step onto the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies on this Saturday night. And we look like we're about set and ready to go. Rawhide looking for their first 3-win season in Fresno since 2021. First pitch on the way. And it is a little bit inside for ball number one, 1-0. Home plate umpire for today's ball game is Alan Bryan. First base umpire is Jeremy Rada. 1-0 delivery on the way to Yancel Luis, and it misses outside for a ball 2-0. First pitch officially at 6:56 p.m., 77-degree night with 9-mile-per-hour winds to the southeast. 2-0 goes in there for a strike, 2-1. First pitch of the game is brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Tough ball to the left side of the infield, and Yancel Luis will beat it out, and it'll be a leadoff single for Visalia in the top of the first inning. First hit of the game is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company with Rosa Brothers Milk. Every sip is special. Moo! So Junior Franco will step up to the plate for Visalia. A ball game where yesterday he was 2-for-4 with several extra base hits. We'll talk about his performance as the night rolls on. Pitch on the way. Goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Junior Franco batting 304 with 13 RBIs and 28 hits. Junior Franco's 304 batting average, the highest by any Rawhide player this season. Coupe's pitch on the way, and it goes in there for a strike, 0-2. And despite his 304, not considered a qualified player. If so, it would be the ninth best batting average in the California League, right behind Rancho's Perez. Luke Mann is batting 299. He's in 10th. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Yancel Luis in motion. He'll be grounded over to second. Underhand toss there. Down to first in time. Despite the jump from Yancel Luis, the ball was hit so hard to the second baseman, Tevin Tucker, that he was able to get the toss over to his shortstop in time. And Andy Perez goes to first, and Junior Franco did not have a chance to run that one out. So 4-6-3 DP will bring up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. And allow us to go into the starting defense for the Fresno Grizzlies, Isaiah Coupe on the mound. The left-handed pitcher deals to Adrian DeLeon. It pops up to the right side, up and out of play, 0-1. Catcher for today's ballgame will be Darius Perry. It was Ben McCabe for the last ballgame. Ben McCabe, his last two games, he's been catcher. Darius Perry remains behind the plate for the first time since Wednesday. Pitch to Adrian DeLeon, misses upstairs for ball 1-1-1. First baseman Jason Hinchman, he'll be joined by the second baseman Tevin Tucker. Left side of the infield will be Andy Perez and Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer at third, Perez at shortstop. And that pitch is in there for a strike 1-2. Meanwhile, left field G.J. Hill, it'll be Caleb Hobson out in center and E.J. Andrews Jr. out in right. All the games prior to today that G.J. Hill has played in the outfield, they've been in center. That was Thursday and Tuesday afternoon's ball game for G.J. One ball, two strikes, two away to Adrian DeLeon. The deal popped up, popped directly backwards, heading towards the press box. And misses a little bit right of our booth. Press box sitting basically as close behind home plate as you can get. Sitting up here in the third deck. A lower bowl here at Chancy Park, the middle bowl. Pitch on the way, a little flare shot, it will land in the glove. We'll talk about the dimensions of this park when we come back, and we'll get to see the right-hander, Wilkin Paredes, for the second time here in 2024, and Coupe faces the minimum here in inning number one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Grizzly 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss.
Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation. There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Chancy Park, and as soon as we came on the air, the first batter of the inning, Caleb Hobson, laid down a bunt, and it was placed as beautifully as it can get. Aimed for the right side of the infield, just past the outstretched arm of Wilkin Paredes, but too close for the second baseman, Anderson Rojas, to make a play on it. And the first hit of the ball game for the Grizzlies brings up G.J. Hill to the plate. So both leadoff batters get aboard for both Visalia and Fresno. Pickoff attempt over at first. Diving back in safely is Caleb Hobson. The hit brought to you by Gus's Body Shop. At Gus's Body Shop, their priority is you. Give them a call at 559-625-3636. Pitch on the way, popped up. Will likely stay in the infield. Anderson Rojas is the closest to it. He'll back up to the infield grass. He'll make the grab, out number one. He'll bring up Braylon Wimmer, and let's go into the batting order for the Fresno Grizzlies. Caleb Hobson will lead things off. G.J. Hill will bat second. Braylon Wimmer, the third baseman, will bat third. Andy Perez, the shortstop, will bat four. Jason Hinchman, the Fresno Grizzlies first baseman, will bat fifth. E.J. Andrews Jr., the right fielder, will bat sixth, also the former Fresno State Bulldog. Pitch on the way from Wilkin Paredes, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Felix Tena will bat seventh at DH. Darius Perry will bat eighth, the former UCLA Bruin, and then lastly batting ninth will be number eight, Tevin Tucker. 0-1 with one away. Paredes glances at first, his deal. Grounded to the left side, a chance to turn two. Luis Rojas to first in time. It's the Luis Rojas Marte connection, and an inning-ending double play will put this inning to bed. Wilkin Paredes faces the minimum as well here in inning number one. And through one inning of work, it's Visalia 0, Fresno 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Chauncey Park. Leading things off for Visalia will be Ruben Santana. Santana, Drew Jones, Anderson Rojas, the Rawhide third baseman batting .243 with 17 RBIs and 33 hits so far this year. Coupe's pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 0-2. Santana returning back to third base today where he played first yesterday. It's been a season so far where the Rawhide have had three different first basemen. You've had Ruben Santana, Modifi Marte, and Jackson Fellner. All three of those guys I just mentioned have all had a start on the right side of the infield this week. 1-2 pitch from Isaiah Coupe, and that ball misses in the dirt for a ball. 16th pitch of the ball game here. Coupe's deal on the way. And that one's grounded to the left side. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Andy Perez. Tossed to first in time. And that'll be the first out of the inning. So bring up Drew Jones to the plate. Let's talk about Coupe a little bit. 3-1 with 4.83 ERA. Comes in at 6-1, 190. The left-hander from Hazelcrest, Illinois. Comes in at 21 years old, and the first pitch to the Rawhide center fielder goes in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Isaiah Coupe drafted in the fourth round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Ohio State. The former Buckeyes 1-0 pitch on the way, and it's a little bit inside for ball two, 2-1. Coupe, the highest drafted Buckeye since Dylan Dingler back in 2020. His pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, 3-0. In our pregame coverage, we talked about some of the spin rates, but he's also a player that can get fairly rattled quickly when he gets runners aboard. So that's got to be one of the keys to the ball game here tonight. Another one, depth from starting pitching when the Rawhide have gone long innings. It's made it a lot more easier to win the ball games, having to rely less on the bullpen. 3-1 pitch to Drew Jones, barely caught the outside corner, 3-2. Isaiah Coupe's second season in the Colorado Rockies organization. Last year in 2023, just 5 games he pitched out in the Arizona Complex League. 3-2, two-way, the pitch to Drew Jones. And that one's in the dirt for ball four, and their first runner of the inning is Drew Jones. And with that, it'll bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Anderson Rojas batting .261, 11 RBIs, and 31 hits. Rojas has favored a lot better against right-handed pitching this season. Meanwhile, for left-handed batters, that's been a lot more of his struggle so far. Pitch from Coupe on the way. Misses outside for ball one, 1-0. Rojas against left-handed pitching, batting .133. However you look at his bat against righties, .279. That's the highest outside of Junior Franco, who's batting .307. And you think, why is that? Well, both those two guys I just mentioned are both left-handed bats. So left-on-right matchup, a lot more favorable for these Rawhide batters. And now the catcher, Darius Perry, will make his way out to the mound. The mound visit here will come to a conclusion. Darius Perry will make his way back behind home plate. Coupe's last outing, May 18th. That was last week against the Stockton Ports. A ball game where he had no decision. However, he did go five innings of work. Only allowed two hits. He struck out six batters. The fewest strikeouts Coupe has had this season. Pitched to Rojas on the way. In there for a strike. 2-1. Three punchouts on April 16th against Stockton as well. Pitch on the way. Low in the dirt. Ball three. The most strikeouts so far of his career, however, an 11-strikeout day on May 4th against Inland Empire. It was a ballgame where he went five innings of work and allowed eight hits. 3-1 with one away. The pitch, Rojas to left center field, and is going to drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones will hold up at center field, or a hold up at second on a ball that drops into center field. And runners on first and second for the Hyde. With that, that'll be the second Rawhide hit of the ball game. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuzz. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at Gus's Body Shop, Visalia.com. So you have Drew Jones at second base, Anderson Rojas at first. Jackson Feltner will step up to the plate, and he swings and misses 0-1. Feltner, 193 with 10 RBIs and 16 hits. We talked about Anderson Rojas against lefties. How does Jackson Feltner face? He's batting 050. It's the lowest against any left-handed pitcher. Only other player that's in the 100s. So 50 points better is Angel Ortiz, who's batting 100. Feltner has definitely had his struggles against left-handed arms. This will be his 21st at-bat of the year. 1-1 with one away. The deal to Felt, and that one misses in the dirt for ball two. 2-1. Leafy Marte waiting on deck. Feltner making his first appearance in the series since Thursday night. Ball game where Jackson Feltner played first. Runners in motion. Throw down to third. It's going to sneak past the third baseman. Luckily, Andy Perez was applying the backstop, but a stolen bag for Drew Jones. It's a double steal. And the Rawhide have two runners in scoring position with one down. And what did I say the Rawhide had to do? They had to get on the board early, and they had to score a lot of runs early, and they're threatening to do it right here. Three balls, one strike, one away. This would be Coupe's 33rd pitch, and Feltner has a chance to load the bases right here. 3-1. Top of the strike zone, 3-2. So 3-2, a two-way. Jackson Feltner has Modifi Marte waiting on deck. Payoff deal. Nice breaking ball there. It's a slider. And strike three called. Feltner knew it as soon as the ball broke. And there's two down in the inning, bringing up Modifi Marte to the plate. So let's talk about the pitching arsenal for Isaiah Coupe. 3,000 RPMs on the slider and the curveball. The previous pitch was a slider, but the curveball, a lot more vertical movement, but it's still so many RPMs on it that you see it on a pitch like you just saw to Jackson Feltner, it just completely freezes the batters. Low 80s, the slider. Meanwhile, a mid-70s curveball, so that's the main way you can tell the difference between the two types of pitches. 1-0 pitch on the way, upstairs, ball 2, 2-0. Fastball, meanwhile, low 90s, high 80s, typically 89 to 91. But that's fastest pitch we've seen from him so far this year, 93. Lastly, he's got the sinker and the changeup. So five-pitch arsenal just mentioned there, and that pitch goes in there for strike 2-1. Talk about the average spin rate for the average Major League Baseball player. 2-1 on the way. And Marte gets a piece of that one. That one's going to drop into left field for a base hit. Anderson Rojas is going to be waved home as hell. And he will score. And the Rawhide tack on two. Modifi Marte, his ninth RBI of the season. And the Rawhide take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. So Jefferson Pena will now be the sixth batter of the inning. And going back to the rotations on curveballs and sliders for major leaguers, typically 2,400 up to 2,500. And we're talking about a guy who's spinning the ball almost 500 more reps per minute. So a pretty significant advantage. But as mentioned also, his flaw is the lack of stability whenever he allows runners to get aboard. Mentioned earlier, I mean, you had the 11 strikeout game, but a ball game where he also allowed 8 hits. It's the most hits that he has allowed, second most, should say, behind that of a loss against San Jose the previous week where he gave up 12. Now Jefferson Pena pops this one off to the right side. So both starting pitchers tonight both have the ability to strike out batters. So it's going to be who can control the tide in this ball game. And a big ball game once again with the Rawhide having a chance if the two teams in front of them lose tonight to fall to 4.5 games back. It'd be the first time since, I believe, April or very early May that the Rawhide would find themselves 4.5 games back. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. As I mentioned, it would be May 5th was the last time the Rawhide were 4.5 games back. 3.5 is the closest they've been on May 7th against Stockton. Not a whole lot of time remaining in the first half of the Cal League season. 2-2, a two-way. The pitch, outside corner, strike 3 called. Jefferson Pena will be rung up on the outside slider, and the inning will come to a conclusion. 3 hits, 2 runs, no errors, and a runner left on base. Visalia leads this ballgame 2-0 heading into the bottom of the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
To the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota. Let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the second inning where it'll be Andy Perez to lead things off for the Fresno Grizzlies. That pitch fouled off to the left side, 0-1. Visalia is sporting the All-American Saturday uniforms for the second straight day. Black tops, American flag, Rawhide letters across the front with the American flag numbers in the back. Hard hit shot to the right side. Anderson Rojas is right in front of the bullet, and he tosses first in time, one down. Brings up Jason Hinchman to the plate. Go through the Rawhide defense for the first time today. Wilkin Paredes will be on the mound for Visalia. It will be Adrian DeLeon behind the plate for the Hide. Modifi Marte will be over at first. Anderson Rojas will be over at second base. Yancel Luis will join him on the middle infield. He'll play short. Paredes' deal on the way, and that one misses outside for ball 1-1-0. Ruben Santana will play third for Visalia. Junior Franco will play out in left field. Drew Jones, once again, will play in center. Pitch on the way in there for a strike, 1-1. Lastly, Jefferson Pena out in right for the Hyde. Visalia taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the second inning. And now this ball grounded to the third base side. Ruben Santana will field it cleanly. Toss first base in time, 2 down. Starting lineups were brought to you by Anthem. Anthem would like to remind you that Life Health Online lets you visit a doctor through video chat on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. When you need to see a doctor late at night or can't make it to the doctor's office, Life Health Online can help out no cost to Anthem MedCal members. Bases are empty with 2-way. E.J. Andrews Jr. will step up to the plate. First pitch swinging 0-1. Fresno is sporting a new uniform for what seems like every game this series. The city-inspired uniforms, 0-1 pitch, fouled backwards, 0-2. The Fresno skyline in the back with the black numbers. The city is in the color of red, meanwhile the night sky is in black. Fresno across the front of the chest. Meanwhile, they're wearing the cream pants once again with the black piping along the side. Black matte helmets with the Fresno Grizzlies logo in the front. Rest of the Rawhide uniform goes gray road pants for the fifth time this series. With the red piping along the side, the Rawhide will return to the black Rawhide V caps on this Saturday night. 1-2, 2-way, grounded to the left side, foul. Final game of the series will be tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. right here at Chancy Park. It'll be the lefty Adonis Perez on the mound for Visalia. Pitch on the way, and that one will freeze E.J. Andrews Jr. on the outside corner. And Wilkin Paredes, his first strikeout of the day, retires the side in order. Through two innings of work, Visalia 2, Fresno 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Celebrity night here at Chancy Park. Jim O'Hare from NBC's Parks and Rec in attendance for this Saturday night, so a lot of Parks and Rec inspired themes, games up on the video board on this Saturday night. Visalia had their own celebrity come just a couple weeks ago when Squints, aka Chauncey Leopardi, made his way out to Valley Strong Ballpark. That was good to have him inside the broadcast booth. That was what, in April now? It seems that was just around the corner, but that was April 27th against Inland Empire. That pitch fell off to the right side at 1-2. Rawhide will finish up the series against Fresno tomorrow afternoon, and it will be their final road trip in the month of May. That's crazy to think about already. We're already through 2 months of baseball. It was a month of May that had a lot of home baseball. Still four more games left in the month of May when the Rawhide return home this upcoming Tuesday, May 28th, against the Inland Empire 66ers once again. Rawhide have had the 66ers number so far this year. Visalia this season against Inland Empire 8-1. 2-2 pitch on the way in the dirt for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Rawhide one loss. It was at home. You look at the opening weekend of the season, and the Rawhide swept Inland Empire to go 3-0, where Visalia led the California League South for the first six games of the year. Grounded to short in time, one away. And with the way this week is starting to go, with Rancho just suffering against Modesto, trying to avoid dropping five straight tonight and dropping to what now, seven straight losses in the California League South. I mean, this is huge ground. I've been saying this for about a month, but now it's crucial time. Right side, saved by Hinchman to play at first in time. Jason Hinchman fully extends over at first base. Thought it was going to sneak through, and he makes the grab to prevent it from getting into outfield, and it was a relay race to first base. Coupe got off the mound quickly. Junior Franco sprinted over as well, but Coupe barely beats out Junior Franco to first, and there's two away. What a play at first. And now Adrian DeLeon with two down will face off against Coupe for the second time today. His pitch on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Isaiah Coupe, originally from Flossmoor, Illinois, attended Homewood Flossmoor High School in Illinois, and now back up the middle. And how about that? The former Buckeye showing off the speed, getting to first in time. Now he shows off the Formula One reflexes, ball right back at the mound, and he's able to get the assist to put this inning to a conclusion. Three up, three down with some nice defensive plays in the third inning. Bottom three we go. Visalia leads Fresno 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Ends
4/30/24. So Wilkin Paredes is back on the mound for Visalia. We move into the bottom of the third and starting to look similar to his outing last Saturday against Lake Elsinore. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 0-1. It's a ball game where Paredes went three scoreless perfect innings. Upcoming pitch on the way from Paredes, outside, ball one, 1-0. Paredes had six strikeouts in the first three frames. Only three balls put in play. Two of them were flyouts to the center fielder, Drew Jones. 1-1 on the way, and this one's lasered into left center field. Going backwards is Jones. They'll make the grab. right at the warning track is Drew Jones. The wind blowing out into center and just kept going back. But Drew Jones, good sight of his outfield, he's able to make the grab. So I was talking about that no-hit three innings that Paredes had last Saturday night. And you look at tonight's ball game, he's now retired six straight batters with the only hit in this ball game, a Caleb Hobson bunt over to second. But this time he'll sneak on through the left side, and Junior Franco will have to scoop this one out of where the Rawhide pitchers are sitting inside of that exposed bullpen, and it's a one-out double for Darius Perry, his first hit of the series. Kind of the bad thing about these open bullpens is the Rawhide bullpen pitchers are sitting over there on the left side, and the ball gets laced over there, and Junior Franco's having to weave his way through the band out there in left. I mean, either way, Darius Perry likely gets to second. I don't see why he wouldn't, but I'm sure when you're Junior Franco trying to weave your way through, excuse me, everybody, it gets a little bit more intensive and a little bit more stressful. So with one away, there's a runner on second. Tevin Tucker will step up to the plate for the first time today. Oaken Paredes, just one strikeout in this ballgame as a retirement of E.J. Andrews Jr. to end the second inning. Pitched fouled backwards, and the count moves to 0-1. Good-sized crowd on hand tonight. Last night, a little over 7,000 would likely say the same thing. Paredes' 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one goes in there for a strike, 0-2. 77 at first pitch today. And meanwhile, right now, temperature has stayed about the same, still 77 with not a cloud in the sky. Got a little chilly in yesterday's ball game. Walked out of the broadcast booth at the end of the game, and it was a little breezy, maybe a little need for a hoodie. Mentioned after the Stockton series, hoping no more cold weather games for the rest of the season. 1-2 pitch fouled backwards. So count will remain the same once again. Coldest game of the season at first pitch that 54-degree Friday night against the Stockton Ports, and it did not get any warmer as that night rolled on. It was Star Wars night. Lots of fans were in the ballpark, but it was a ball game where he needed almost a Mandalorian suit to stay warm. Pitch fouled backwards, 1-2. Tevin Tucker at the plate, the former West Virginia Mountaineer. Looking for an RBI opportunity, looking for his eighth of the season. There's his teammate Perry standing on the second base bag. Through the left side of the infield for a base hit. Franco will scoop this one up. They'll hold Perry at third. And it'll be Tevin Tucker with a one-out single, runners on the corners. Back-to-back base hits for the Fresno Grizzlies. And we go back to the top of the order. It will be Caleb Hobson stepping up to the plate. So Wilkin Paredes, one hit in his first two frames. He's now given up two hits here in the third inning. Caleb Hobson, the 6'1", 193 center fielder, steps up to the plate. Pitch goes in there for a strike, 0-1. Shadows basically covering the majority of the field. The only player who's being affected by it right now is the center fielder, Drew Jones. He hasn't put a hand on the right side of his face to protect from the sun. Hobson's swing and a miss. And the count moves to 0-2. Hobson drafted in the 13th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of the University of Tennessee at Martin. 0-2, grounded to the left side. Santana unable to field it cleanly. He may have lost his footing. One run comes home. It's Perry going over to third. Will be Tucker. And the ball game is down 2-1 in the bottom of the third inning. Not sure what happened to Ruben Santana over at third base. He went down to a knee. and then just went down to the seat of his pants, and the ball snuck on into left field. As soon as the ball was put in play, Darius Perry was going home. I don't think Santana had to play at home with the way he was going to field that ball. But then he loses his footing, and now nobody's out. And we'll see what the official call is here on the decision. But before that will happen, we'll have our first mound visit of the ball game as pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out. Pitching mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So it's still one out. Fresno's cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. So officially go down as a fielding error against Ruben Santana. So Darius Perry's run will be unearned. Double steal. The throw home, and it is not in time. Good aggressive base stealing. It's not a Fresno team who's stolen a lot of bags this year. But their 42nd of the year resulted in a 2-2 ball game. So Caleb Hobson with the stolen bag, and the Rawhide are finding themselves in a tie ball game all of a sudden. One ball, no strikes, one away. And Wilkin Paredes is trying to find a way to work out of this jam. Pitch on the way, and it's upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Wilkin Paredes, 6'2", 180. The lefty, 20-year-old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic, signed by the Arizona Diamondbacks on January 15th of 2023. Paredes will throw to second, but not in time. Two starts in the Arizona Complex League that started at the beginning of May. Pitched against the Giants and Rangers affiliates. Both of those ball games, he struck out a minimum of three batters. Both of those games, he went four innings of work. Pitch fouled backwards. Sounded like it did. A home plate umpire will just say it was a strike. Swing and a miss. And a runner on third here with still one away. That stolen bag a moment ago was Hobson's sixth of the year, Tevin Tucker's fifth. And the stolen base at home ties it up at two apiece. Rawhide infield plays in, and the pitch for ball three misses upstairs, 3-1. That advancement for Hobson will go down as a wild pitch. And G.J. Hill will draw a walk. Thankfully, Visalia scored those two runs in the second inning. This inning starting to become a little bit dangerous. Braylon Wimmer will now step up to the plate. Adrian DeLeon will give the instructions to the infield. Braylon Wimmer this season against left-handed batting 185 through 27 at-bats. This will be at-bat number 29 as his last time up. He grounded into an inning-ending DP. Allen fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Porta Subs foul ball, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. 0-1 with one away. The deal from Paredes will have to hold off. It's a pickoff attempt at first and didn't want to risk another double steal in this inning. The last one was Caleb Hobson and Tevin Tucker. Both teams with three hits apiece. Braylon Wimmer batting 273, looking for RBI number 17. He fouls that one backwards, 0-2. Braylon Wimmer so far this year batting 250 at home, And on the month of May, 263. 0-2 with one away. Pitch popped up to the right side. A sack fly would give Fresno their first lead of the night. Visalia scoring the first run of the ball game for the second straight night. So far this year, when the Rawhide score first, they're 8-8. 0-2 with one away. Outside corner. Strike three called. Braylon Wimmer doesn't agree. And it'll be the second strikeout of the ballgame for Wilkin Paredes. And there's two away here in the frame. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today. It's 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Two outs. Andy Perez will step up to the plate. And at the beginning of the year, he was probably one of the few batters he didn't want to face. He was trying to figure out the way to phrase that one. But Andy Perez still holds the longest streak, active or inactive, by any player this year in the league. 18 straight games from May 5th to May 27th. Only player closer to that one is Jonah Cox, who's riding a 15-game hitting streak. And this one through the right side of the infield for a base hit. RBI number 23 from Andy Perez. Jefferson Pena will scoop it up in right. The throw home. It's going to be cut off. Fresno aggressive on the base paths tonight. Two runs come home to score on the base hit to right field. And Fresno now leads this ballgame 4-2. So several ways to look at this. There was a bobble in right field for Jefferson Pena. Are they going to count that as a fielding error, or are they going to count it as a straight-up double? Andy Perez was a player that Pena was trying to gun out. And G.J. Hill scores all the way from first base. So lots of interesting decisions to make here for the official scorer on this Saturday night. He's been active so far. So 0-1, the pitch on the way. And the count will move to 1-1. Pitch fouled backwards, and the count will move to 1-2. So the stat broadcast is going to show Andy Perez singles, and G.J. Hill scores Andy Perez to second base. Pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Lots to unwind there. But moral of the story, we'll keep it simple. Fresno 4, Visalia 2. We are through 3 at Chancy Park in Fresno, California. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna.
En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Chancy Park. Still getting the scoring decision updated during the break. They updated it to a double. So we're going to give you official confirmation on that as soon as possible. But in the meantime, we move to the top of the fourth inning. Scoring decision won't change the score. This is the broadcasting side of things, wanting everything to be on the right spot. My main concern would be counting an error. They say it was a double to Drew Jones, but the ball landed out in right field at Jefferson Pena. Viewers at home, 4-2 is your score. Ruben Santana will lead things off. It'll be Ruben Santana, Drew Jones, Anderson Rojas. Middle of the Rawhide order, 4, 5, and 6. One ball and two strikes from Isaiah Cope. And that one's a swing and a miss for strikeout number one. Second time today, Ruben Santana has been retired, and it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Isaiah Cope, talked about during the last half inning, being from Flossmoor, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. And now this one's fielded up the middle. Toss first in time, two down. Grew up in the Chicago suburb. His dad from Haiti, Luke Collier. Luke Collier, a son of Ernst Cope, his dad from Haiti. Growing up, he spent time bouncing between Chicago and Haiti with his dad. That pitch in there for a strike, 0-1. Eventually, we have the honor to play at Ohio State. 0-1 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. Anderson Rojas will try to beat this one out. Underhand toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Another three up, three down frame for Isaiah Cope. It's back-to-back innings where he does that, and we're through three and a half here at Chancy Ballpark in Fresno, California. Grizzlies lead this ball game 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at MyCLARawhide.com.
Here's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back here to Chauncey Park. 4-2 is the score. Grounded to the left side by E.J. Andrews Jr. And Yancel Luis is going to have a hiccup at short. Unable to field the ball cleanly. That one will likely be the second Rawhide error of the ball game. I'll bring up Felix Tania to the plate. So finally, after almost a full inning, we finally get the official decision. Andy Perez, his ground ball into right field, goes down as a double. No error is charged against Visalia. And now a wild pitch. And actually, they're going to count that ground ball over to short. A base hit, and they won't count it an error against Yancel Luis. They'll say that either way, E.J. Andrews would have made it to first, whether or not Yancel Luis would have made that play. A good argument there with Yancel's momentum going over to third base. Wild pitch will advance the former Bulldog into scoring position. And Paredes' pitch hit into right field. It will be caught by the right fielder Jefferson Pena, one away. Second time today, Tana has been flown out. And to bring up Darius Perry to the plate. Darius Perry and Tevin Tucker have a chance to bat in this inning. Their batters 8 and 9. And both of them have had a base hit in this ball game. A double for Perry in his last at bat, batting 172 on the season. First pitch of the at bat on the way. It's fastball, misses outside for ball 1, 1-0. Wilkin Paredes getting ready to go into his 50th pitch, sitting at 47 so far. Would likely be at 50 by the end of this inning. Unless he's turned some crazy double play right here. Pitch on the outside. Strike. 1-1. Darius Perry. He spent his time, his college playing days at UCLA. Lots of college baseball we're going to be talking about during tonight's broadcast, whether that is softball or baseball. Really, one of the more interesting softball rounds right now is Texas A&M and Texas out in the Austin Super Regional. Talk about that game here in a little bit. But Darius Perry, a former UCLA Bruin, 4 years at UCLA, two-time Pac-12 All-Conference team. That was both in 2022 and 2023. However, in 2023, Pac-12 All-Defensive Team. Good defender, but a good batter as well. He batted 306 on the road last spring for UCLA. He was one of only two players on that Bruins squad that batted above 300 when outside of their home, when they were outside of LA. That pitch fouled off to the right side. And the count moved to 1-2. Runner on second is E.J. Andrews Jr. Glance at second before the deal, a large lead, and that one's popped directly up. Will it stay in the field of play? It will likely not. It'll go probably, what, five rows up into the bleachers? 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch on the way, swung on and missed. Third strikeout of the ball game for Wilkin Paredes. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Tevin Tucker will step up to the plate. Two down, the pitch, a glance at second from Paredes, his deal, and that one misses inside for a ball 1-0. So all sorts of teams punching their tickets today in the world of college baseball. Oklahoma State Cowboys, the newest team, in fact, 15 minutes ago. Pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Oklahoma State playing over at the in the Big 12 championship game earlier today against the Oklahoma Cowboys. Oklahoma State Cowboys being the Oklahoma Sooners, should say. The newest team to get on the road to Omaha. With Selection Sunday being tomorrow. San Diego clinching a spot as well earlier today. Western Michigan clinching the MAC. Foul off to the left side, 2-2. Nicholls State winning the Southland over an hour ago when they defeated the McNeese State Cowboys 5-1. Two balls, 2-2, 2-away. Upcoming pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Second strikeout of the inning from Wilkin Paredes. And he's able to retire the side and leave a runner over at second base. We're through 4 innings of work here at Chichancy Park in Fresno, California. Rawhide trail the Grizzlies 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by Stanley at rawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the 5th inning, and what a perfect time to talk about college baseball, because the batter stepping up to the plate right now, Jackson Feltner. We were talking about college baseball earlier, so our topic of going through teams punched into the regionals. It's a perfect time to talk about the Ohio Valley Conference today. Southeast Missouri, one of the newest teams, the Ohio Valley Conference champs. Feltner pops this one up to the right side. It will land out of play. Jackson Feltner's Moorhead State squad was playing today in the win-or-go-home game. They lost to Southeast Missouri yesterday, so they had to play a second game last night. Moorhead State ended up going to win, so they had to play Southeast Missouri again. That pitch way outside for ball 2-2-1. And that game was actually going on during batting practice today. I went up to Feltner during batting practice and said, Moorhead State, good job to your club. You're on the win last night. I said, how are you feeling about today? He said, a little nervous. 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's low for ball 3-3-1. He mentioned Moorhead State had gone through almost all their pitchers. Pitcher yesterday going 100 pitches through 5 innings of work. Pitch foul off to the left side, 3-2. So Moorhead State was basically gassed with their arms going into the game today. And the Red Hawks ultimately go on to win. He mentioned kind of scared to go into to the clubhouse after this. Talking about referencing checking in on the scores. And I didn't want to spoil it for him, so I didn't give him the score at the time. 3-2 pitch inside corner, ball 4. Want to be locked in for the game. He's locked in on that at bat. He draws the leadoff walk, and he'll bring up Modifi Marte to the plate. Another interesting one I saw today was San Diego. Toreros winning the West Coast Conference. And as a result, when they won, they ran out to the pool out in right field. And they celebrated Arizona Diamondbacks playoff style. Jumped out into the pool. All the guys, full uniform and all, jumping on into the pool and celebrating a West Coast Conference title as they are advancing to the regional round. Such a fun time of the year, college baseball, postseason. Get ready for the regionals. So much can happen. The electricity in those games, so much fun, especially once you get to the super regionals. You look at places like Knoxville, Tennessee, 1-1 pitch inside, ball two, 2-1, some of those ACC clubs. I mean, those plays get riled up. We'll be starting with that next week. 2-1 with no outs. Modifi Marte at the plate for Visalia. His pitch a little bit low. Ball 3-1. But no outs. Modifi Marte to the left side. It'll be fielded by the third baseman Wimmer. Down to second for one. To first, it'll be dropped by the first baseman Jason Hinchman. So Marte will reach off the fielder's choice. Feltner's out at second. And it'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. See what this error will go down as, if it'll go down against Jason Hinchman. And it'll just go down as a fielder's choice. So Fresno's still errorless at the moment. Pitch low, ball 1-0. Jefferson Pena, number 9 spot in the Rawhide order. 1-0 with one away. Coming pitch on the way. Pena, high chopper to third. It'll be fielded. Once again, a chance to turn two, and they will. A 5-4-3 inning-ending DP, and we are halfway through at Chichansey Park in Fresno, California. Grizzlies are flashing the leather on this Saturday night. Grizzlies 4, Visalia 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one, .com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom of the fifth inning. We've talked about the road to the College World Series on the men's side. What about on the women's side? Out in softball, they're currently getting things going in the Super Regional. Tomorrow will be the Game 3, the winner take all, to see who advances to the College World Series in softball. Oklahoma looking to become the first ever school to win four straight national championships. But the big one that's been going on right now, Texas A&M and Texas, two schools that already don't like each other. This upcoming year, they'll both be in the SEC, so a chance to really grow the hate for one another. But playing out in the Austin Regional, pitch on the way, 1-2, fouled off to the right side. A&M yesterday led 6-0 at one point. A pinch-hit grand slam got Texas back into the ballgame. However, the number 16 seed, Texas A&M Aggies, end up going on to win. 1-2 pitch on the way to the left side, out of reach for Yonzel Luis. He's had some hard hit balls hit in his direction tonight. And that one sneaks on through for a leadoff base hit from Caleb Hobson, his second of the night. So the number one seed, Texas, was down 1-0 after Friday. And then in today's ball game, they go to 9 innings out in Austin. And somehow the Texas Longhorns edge out the A&M Aggies, final score 9-8. G.J. Hill with a drive into left field. It will stay in the yard. Junior Franco's underneath it, one away. So as a result now, the number one seed in the country shaves off elimination. And they'll go back at it tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, 4:30 local time on ESPN2. That'll be some fun softball action on a Sunday night. Pitch on the way, and that one fouled backwards 0-1. Talk about the tempers flaring. Yesterday, the Texas assistant coach Steve Singleton and the A&M assistant coach Russ Heffley both ejected. The ballgame was 6-0 at the time in the top of the sixth inning. One of the A&M players stepped on the back leg of the Longhorn first baseman. The tempers flared out there, too. I mentioned two schools that dislike isn't even a word you could use. It's just a deep hatred between those two clubs. 0-2 pitch on the way. A little bit low for a ball, 1-2. A&M, Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, and football. And all sorts of rivalries around the country. 0-2, one away. The pitch. Ground it to left side, Alabama, Auburn, Iron Bowl, and football. Lots of schools for deep hatred. Same thing for talking to Landon Sims earlier in the year. He said one word he hates hearing was Ole Miss. Graduated from Mississippi State, swing and a miss. Pickoff attempt at first, Marte drops it. But it will be a strikeout here from the pitcher, Wilkin Paredes. With that now, he's now sitting at 6 strikeouts on the night. Bring Andy Perez to the plate. And going back to Landon Sims, he says the one word he hates, Ole Miss. I mean, it's crazy to think how much these college rivalries affect not only just the athletes, but the fans as a whole as well. You look at Texas and OU and the Red River rivalry that's played out in the Cotton Bowl. Pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, 1-1. It's just teams that don't like each other one bit. And it's always interesting to see people talk about it and see how much it just gets under their skin about it. 1-1 with two away. Bottom five here in Fresno. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. Not in time. It's going to sneak into outfield. Drew Jones will scoop it up. His throw to third. It's on the money, but it's not on time. And the runner, Caleb Hobson, will go from first to third. A stolen bag and an E2. And Fresno 90 feet away from making this a 5-2 ball game. One ball, one strike, two away. And if there was a time for strikeout number 7 from Paredes, it would be right here. Scoreboard will update to 1-2. Pitch on the way. Gets a piece of it. Fouls it off to the left side. So second rawhide error of the ball game. on the seventh stolen bag of the season for Caleb Hobson, his second stolen bag of the night. Pitch on the way, ground to the left side. Luis will field it on a knee. He'll have to get it out first, and he will barely get it in time. Yancel Luis with the quick pick and turn, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, one error, and one runner left on base. Top six we go in Fresno, California. The Grizzlies 4, the Rawhide 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaltLakeRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top of the sixth inning. It will be top of the Rawhide order. Yancel Luis, Junior Franco, Adrian DeLeon. The Rawhide looking for their first four-plus batter inning since the second frame. It's the only inning tonight where the Rawhide have had more than three batters step up to the plate. Doesn't mean necessarily the Rawhide have gone down in order, but Isaiah Cope's defense has found a way to bail him out tonight. Pitch into center field. Caught by the center fielder, Caleb Hobson, one away. Leadoff base hit from Yancel Luis in the first. A DP cleared the bases and then a flyout. And then last inning, the Rawhide get a walk. A fielder's choice from Modifi Marte. And then Jefferson Pena grounds into a 5-4-3 DP that ends the frame. Rawhide just three hits in this ball game. A day removed where the Rawhide put up eight hits on the board. The Rawhide have had at least six in every ball game this series. With that six-hit game being a 3-2 loss against the Grizzlies on Thursday night. 0-1 with one away. The pitch in there to Junior Franco, 0-1-2. Franco so far in this ball game, 0-2 with a DP and a ground out over to first. His 1-2 pitch right up the middle. Here comes the shortstop, Perez. His throw to first. In time, he barely beats out Junior Franco two away. Two kind of bang-bang plays tonight for Junior Franco at first, and he is retired. It brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. DeLeon so far, one hit in his last four games. His pitch on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 0-1. After DeLeon, really whenever he got hurt against Lake Elsinore and the return, he looked good. In fact, from May 2nd to May 16th, he was batting 278. That was Adrian DeLeon. since then cooled off. Talk about that 1-for-4 in his last previous games. In the month of May, still batting .255. He batted .227 in the month of April. But it was just how good he played when he came back against Stockton and then Rancho. And then midway through that Lake Elsinore series, that's kind of when he fizzled out. 0-2 upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Adrian DeLeon so far in this series, 1-for-10. He's 0-for-3 in yesterday's ballgame. Pitch on the way into left center field. Making coverage is Hobson. He's going to have a bad read. He's going to bounce all the way to the wall. He's going to lose his footing out in center field. DeLeon's going to try to for three, and he'll have to hold up halfway there. And that play went from decent to bad to nearly terrible. But Adrian DeLeon decides last minute he's going to stay at second base. Either way, a two-out double, and it'll bring up Ruben Santana to the plate. Not a bad day for Ruben yesterday. Two RBIs, a single, and a run. So far in this series, he is 2-for-12. First pitch on the way, Isaiah Cope looking to go through six shutout frames. And Santana to the third base side. The only play will be at first. A high throw. It's wide. It's going to get past. Adrian DeLeon will come home to score. And the Rawhide cut the lead in half. It's now 4-3. Fielded by the shortstop, Andy Perez, fading away. He has a throw off of 1 foot across the diamond. And Jason Hinchman makes the adjustment where he puts his right leg on the far outside part of the bag to try to stretch out. But then, even then, it was too far, and Drew Jones will step up to the plate. Adrian DeLeon scores from second. Pitch on the way, a slow high chopper. It's going to stay on the first base line, and it's barely going to tiptoe across the finish line and go foul. So they counted a single for Ruben Santana. It'll be the fifth Rawhide hit of the ballgame. And Fresno leading this ballgame 4-3. Oh, and one with two away. The pitch on the way, low and inside, trying to steal the bag, and it will be successful. Ball sneaking outfield, Ruben Santana with the stolen base. Ride, runner in scoring position now. So one error officially on the board now for the Fresno Grizzlies. Mistakes happen, that's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Pitch from Cope on the way. He swung on and missed for Jones. He's behind in the count 1-2. Get Patrick a call today at 625-2318. 1-2, a two-way. Fifth batter of the inning for the Rawhide. Drew Jones so far 6-for-16 in the series. And now the pitching coach, Rolando Garza, will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So far in this inning, it was a quick two outs. Yancel Luis retired on a flyout. Junior Franco a ground out to short. And then Adrian DeLeon, a double into left center field. He scores off of a throwing error from the shortstop Andy Perez. And then Ruben Santana gets on first. So it goes down as a hit slash error on Ruben Santana's shortstop ground ball. Drew Jones, a team leading six hits in this series. Hit number seven would tie up this ball game at 4. Rawhide looking for their sixth hit of the night. Mentioned earlier, the Rawhide have scored at least six hits in every game this series. The pitch to Jones, outside corner, strike three. He'll be rung up, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rawhide tack on a run. They are back within one. Two hits, one run, one error, and a runner left on base. Fresno 4, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Cowea Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Jason Hinchman will lead things off. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Jason Hinchman, E.J. Andrews Jr., Felix Tena. And the new pitcher in the ballgame will be Daniel Nunez. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom. And bye-bye, bugs. Daniel Nunez comes in to replace the starting pitcher, Wilkin Paredes. Paredes goes five complete innings of work, his longest professional outing. Six hits, four runs, one of those earned. Struck out six batters and walked one. First walk in a Rawhide uniform. And Nunez now misses outside for ball two, two and one. Nunez, 6 foot, 195, the 21-year-old from Merida, Mexico. Pitch misses outside for ball three, three and one to Jason Hinchman in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grizzlies lead this ball game 4-3. The Grizzlies have six hits, one error. Meanwhile, for Visalia, three runs, five hits, two errors. The pitch from Nunez misses outside for ball four, a leadoff walk to Jason Hinchman. 17 game on base streak will expand to 18, third longest active streak of the California League with that walk. Here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate. Coming pitch on the way. Daniel Nunez will like to go through the pitch calm again. Adrian DeLeon remains behind the plate for Visalia. He scored the one run in the top half of this frame, making a one-run ball game. Fresno, all four of their runs coming in the third against Wilkin Paredes. Four-three ball game, 0-1 the count from Daniel Nunez. A breaking ball fouled directly backwards, 0-2. E.J. Andrews Jr. so far tonight, he's 1-for-2. With a single and a strikeout looking. One of those six strikeout victims retired by Wilkin Paredes. No balls, two strikes, no outs. Nunez will stare down the batter. His pitch on the way, swung on and missed, strike three. And it'll be the first out of the inning, and it's a mayhem strikeout. Let's talk about the numbers here for Daniel Nunez in 2024. No decisions so far, 4.91. This is his fifth game of the season, second in a Rawhide uniform, 7 1/3 innings of work with 11 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those earned. Outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. 15 strikeouts compared to 2 walks. Made 3 appearances in the Arizona Complex League. And during his time there, it combined 11 punch-outs. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Felix Tana so far in this ballgame, 0-2. Both of them have been out to the outfield, one to Drew Jones, one to right fielder Jefferson Pena. 0-2, one away in the dirt, ball one, 1-2. Bottom of the sixth inning where the Rawhide looking to keep this a one-run game. 1-2 pitch from Nunez. Hard hit to the left side. It sneaks through both Santana and Luis. And that has been a side of the infield where Fresno has attacked all night long. Tana's first hit of the night, and now batters 7 through 9 all have a hit. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Auto Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636 or visit them online at gusbodyshopvisalia.com. Seventh Fresno hit of the night, and it'll bring up Darius Perry to the plate. The former UCLA Bruin, last time he got on base was the third. He scored from second base. Perry, just his second appearance of the series. He last played on Wednesday in a ball game where he went 0-4. 1-2 with one away. The glance at second. The deal from Nunez. A swing and a foul tip, and the count will remain the same. Let's say 0-1. Scoreboard gets reset. Darius Perry, we talked about how good he was outside of L.A. during his time in UCLA last spring. But really the most impressive one was on the runners that attempted to steal on him. He had a 42% success rate on throwing out batters. He was the only catcher in the Pac-12 to throw out more than 40%. 0-1 with one away. Nunez is 0-1 on the way, and misses inside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away. Daniel Nunez's pitches goes in there for a foul, 1-2. Darius Perry, so far this year, 3 RBIs. He's looking for his 4th right now with Jason Hinchman standing over at second base. Tevin Tucker awaits on deck. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. The deal from Nunez, and that one's grounded to the left side. It lands foul. So far this series, if you take out Tuesday afternoon's ball game, it's been the late innings that have had you at the edge of your seat. Would be to nobody's surprise if tonight was that same kind of ball game. Visalia this year in one-run ball games, 5-10. Avoid the one run at all costs. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second punch out from Daniel Nunez. And Darius Perry sat down swinging for the second time today. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Allstate, you're in good hands. Tevin Tucker will step up to the plate. 1-2 in this ballgame. Last time out, he struck out swinging. Action is warming up at the moment in the Fresno pen. McLance at second. Nunez's pitch, slider in there for a strike, 0-1. Nunez's pitch, fouled backwards. Tucker looking to add on some insurance right here. Meanwhile, for Daniel Nunez, he's looking to keep this a one-run game. 0-2, a two-way. Runners on first and second. You have Jason Hinchman at second, Felix Tena at first. No balls, two strikes. The pitch from Nunez. Down the middle, fouled off to the right side. Foul ball up into the crowd. It's a Porta Subs foul ball. Your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. With Fresno's four runs tonight, Baisley has now allowed 203 runs on the year. Meanwhile, for the Hive, they've scored 191. Pitches outside. Ball one, 1-2. Rawhide so far this year when they've been on the road averaging 4.95 runs a game. Meanwhile, they've allowed 5.37 runs whenever they've been on the road. At home, it's been a little less scoring. They are averaging just a little over 4 runs a game. Nunez's pitch bounced in. It'll get past De Leon. He's got to get there quickly to make sure that Hinchman doesn't advance, but he'll stay at third on the wild pitch. So Tevin Tucker now has runners at second and third. Two balls, two strikes, two way. A big pitch coming up right here at Chancy Park. Nunez's delivery swung on and missed. Third strikeout of the inning, and they're going to say it was foul tipped into the dirt. Nunez nearly had his 18th strikeout of the year. Instead, he'll have to turn back the clock and leave it at 17. 2-2, a two-way. Nunez's deal, outside corner, ball three. So the count will be full and open bag over at first base. Three and two with two down. The first payoff pitch of the ball game for Nunez. Upstairs, strike three called. His third punch out of the inning. His 18th strikeout of the year, and the Fresno faithful not liking the call whatsoever. So Daniel Nunez works out of a leadoff walk and a single allowed. It goes one hit, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We're through six here at Chancy Park, and the Grizzlies lead this ball game 4-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kaweah Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months, or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559 732-4433.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Wellington Herrera will be the new arm in the ballgame for the Fresno Grizzlies. Visalia trails this ballgame 4-3 heading into the top of the seventh. And Herrera will get ready for his first pitch. His deal on the way. And that will go in there for a strike 0-1. Isaiah Cope's ballgame comes to a conclusion. Cope goes 6 innings of work. 5 hits, 2 earned runs. He struck out 4 batters. So not necessarily the 11 strikeout game that he had against Inland Empire, but a ball game that he did enough to keep his team out in front. 0-2 on the way to Anderson Rojas. He fouls that one backwards. Pitch on the way, fouled backwards for a strike. Count remains 0-2. Wellington and Herrera, his second time this series that we've seen him in action. Herrera comes in at 6'1", 166. Back-to-back southpaws, Anderson Rojas up the middle. It'll be fielded by Perez. His toss to first base will be in time, one down. Bring up Jackson Feltner to the plate. So Herrera's numbers here in 2024, 4-1 with a 2.29 ERA. He's appeared in 19 and two-thirds innings of work. He's already struck out 38 batters. It's the second most in a season in his career. The only season that he had more was 2022 in the Dominican Summer League, where he struck out 54 batters through 20 games. Herrera's pitch in there for a ball, 1-0. Last saw Herrera in that walk-off win in the 10th. In a ball game where he struck out 3 straight batters when Visalia had runners at the corners, and man, was he fired up when he was able to work through that logjam. Wellington Herrera selected as the California League Pitcher of the Week for the week of May 13th through the 19th. And that pitch is fouled backwards, 2-1. Opponent just batting 169 against him through 19 and two-thirds frames. His pitch misses outside for ball 3-1. Herrera won the award during the Stockton series in a ball game on May 14th, where he hurled 2 perfect innings, struck out 3 of the 6 batters that he faced. That was 18 strikes on 24 pitches. However, on this occasion, he'll walk Jackson Feltner and bring a Modifi Marte to the plate. Second time today that Feltner has stepped on first via the walk. Modifi Marte already with a single, one of the 5 Rawhide hits. His pitch inside, ball 1-0. Tired of high electric bills? Turn to the team at JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Pitch to Modifi Marte, is in there for a strike, 1-1. Modifi, just his second hit of the series back in the second. He was 1-for-13 entering the day. Does Marte go around? He does not. Cal moves to 2-1. It's been a lot slower of a ball game tonight, but it's been a ball game that's had a lot more action compared to what you could probably say the first couple innings. I wouldn't even count Tuesday with the way the Hag ball game went. Grounded up the middle. 6-4-3. DP. The foot went off the bag for a moment, but Jason Hinchman was able to step back in time, and it is time to stretch in Visalia. In Fresno, I should say. Minimum phase by Willington Herrera, and we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Fresno 4, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the bottom of the seventh inning, where leading things off will be Caleb Hobson. Top of the Fresno order will be Hobson, G.J. Hill, Braylon Wimmer. And new arm in the ballgame for Visalia, number 29, Alexis Lobano. Lobano, the right-hander, 6'1", 175, and he has been a fun arm to watch out of the Rawhide bullpen. So far this year, 1-0 with a 1.23 ERA. Seventh appearance of the year. He had very similar numbers when he pitched the same amount of time in 2022 during the Dominican Summer League, where he was 8 2/3 innings, and he struck out seven batters, walked only one, only allowed one earned run. Same numbers so far this year, 3 hits, 1 earned run. However, he struck out more batters. It's been 12 compared to his 1 walk. 2-2, no outs. Lobano's pitch, and that one's just kind of muscled into center field. Barely got enough of the barrel, and Hobson will give Fresno their 9th hit of the night and a runner on first to lead things off. And I bring up G.J. Hill Jr. to the plate. Last time we saw Alexis Lobano was earlier this week. It was this past Friday in a ball game where he pitched 2/3 of an inning. He struck out 2 batters. That was this past Thursday in a ball game where he came in for a lead for Rio Britton in the 7th. Pitch on the way, hard hit, and that one's going to sneak under the glove of Modifi Marte. Ball is fair. Going out into right field, scooping it up is Anderson Rojas. The throw home is caught by Adrian DeLeon, and this is where the money is made right here. Alexis Lobano going to have to work out of a big jam with no outs. A ball hit on a string. Modifi Marte unable to field it cleanly, and G.J. Hill Jr., his third double of the season, will force the Rawhide infield to play in. Braylon Wimmer at the plate. the former South Carolina Gamecock. It was a Brooks Wallace Award watch list player awarded to the best shortstop in the country. A one pitch on the way, and it misses upstairs for ball one, 1-1. Originally drafted by the Phillies in 2022, elected to stay in the SEC for an extra year. In foul territory, and that one's going to go about three rows into the stands and go foul, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, no outs. First two batters got a hit in this inning. Caleb Hobson with a single. G.J. Hill Jr. with a double as well. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A big strikeout there. And Rawhide strikeout number 10 of the ball game, one away. 10th Rawhide strikeout of the game is brought to you by Hobby's Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. Hobby's Taco Shack and Cantina. Half a dozen for Wilkin Paredes. Daniel Nunez with three. And now Alexis Labano with one. 0-1 with one away. Andy Perez at the plate. And some happy birthdays being sung around the ballpark as the Fresno Grizzlies mascot Parker's birthday is tomorrow. So happy early birthday to him. Count is 0-2 with one away. Tipper's birthday a couple weeks ago now. We celebrate his birthday out at the ballpark. 0-2 pitch. Outside, ball one. No balls, two strikes, one away. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning, his pitch ripped into right field, and it will stay fair. It'll be a ground rule double and a two-run RBI double. RBIs 25 and 26, and Fresno now leads this ballgame 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Andy Perez's second double of the night. Both of them have been punishing. Second extra base hit of the inning. Now I'll bring up Jason Hinchman to the plate. Hinchman spent his college days at Tennessee Tech during his time in 2021. Batted 372 with 26 homers. And in 2021, he was named to the Bobby Bregan Collegiate Slugger Award watch list. 1-0 with one away. Pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side, 1-1. The award handed to the best power hitters in all of college baseball. And a good quote I saw on the website for the award, you can't hit the ball with the bat on your shoulder. Good point for the best sluggers in the world. 1-1 pitch, fouled off to the left side, 1-2. Notable alums that have won that award, 2023, Dylan Cruz, Ivan Melendez, who's in the Diamondbacks organization, won in 2022, and recent World Series winner Josh Young won it with Texas Tech in 2019. Popped up to the right side, and it'll go into the bleachers. So not a bad list of names to be among. Dylan Cruz, obviously one of the top prospects in Major League Baseball out of the defending national champion LSU Tigers. LSU earlier today beating South Carolina to advance to the SEC championship game. 2-2 with one away. Bring that up as Braylon Wimmer, former Gamecock, was just up a moment ago. Runner in motion, fouled backwards once again. Second time this at bat, Andy Perez has been almost halfway down the line before Labano's pitch. Alexis, 12 strikeouts compared to his one walk. He's allowed just one earned run this year. It was against Stockton on May 4th. Pickoff attempt over to second base. Anderson Rojas unable to apply the tag in time. And the Rawhide have a couple of arms warming up in their pen. Jason Hinchman so far in this ballgame, 0-2 with a walk back in the sixth. 2-2 on the way, low ball 3, 3-2. Labano just one walk this season. It was last week, or it was earlier this week against Fresno on Thursday. 3-2 with one away, another big lead by Perez. Outside ball 4, his second walk of the season, second walk of the series. And now the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, will make his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So far in this inning, you've had three hits, a two-run RBI ground rule double from Andy Perez. G.J. Hill Jr. has scored. Caleb Hobson has scored as well. And now E.J. Andrews Jr. will step up to the plate as the sixth batter of the inning. Longest frame from Fresno tonight was a third inning that featured eight batters. And now T-Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout and will be ready to resume play once again. Already 1-6-3 ball game this series. It was yesterday's Rawhide win, where last night they won 6-3. 10 hits for the Grizzlies so far. Labano's pitch on the way, and that one's inside for ball 1-1-0. Rawhide, the things haven't favored them very well whenever they've been trailing after the seventh inning. They're 2-18 this year in those positions. They'll be down to their final six outs when they move to the eighth. And that pitch is inside for ball two as well. Talk about the Rawhide of trailing after 8-3-21. 2-0 with one away. The pitch from Labano is on the way, and he goes in there for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one away. Labano's pitch popped into center field. Drew Jones will play this one fairly easily. He'll be there for the grab, two away. Felix Tano will step up to the plate. So far in this ballgame, 1-3. Tano, two flyouts in this ballgame. Last time up, a single back in the sixth. And before that will happen, the manager, D. Garner, is going to make his way out to the mound. And that will be the end of the ballgame for Labano. Somebody will be tasked with getting a third of an inning here in inning number 7. And we'll see who when we come back. 6-3 ball game here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Fresno scored 2 runs in the frame. We'll step aside. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at visaliarawhide.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cowea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road, fewer fill-ups, and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X.
Two down, and for the first time this season, we'll see the tall right-hander Matthew Linsky on the mound for Visalia. Linsky, 6'7", 240, the 22-year-old from Humble, Texas, right outside the greater Houston area. Only player taller on this Rawhide team, 6'8", right-hander Sam Knowlton from Birmingham, Alabama. 0-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, 0-2. Making his Rawhide debut here in 2024. Appeared in 3 games out in the Arizona Complex League, where he struck out 7 batters, including 5 in his last outing on May 21st. 0-2, swing and a miss, ball in the dirt. It'll squirt a pass, DeLeon, he'll pick it up, throw to first is wide! And luckily, Modifi Marte is able to get on the bag. Could have been terrible. Would have loaded the bases. DeLeon gets bailed out by Marte. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Everybody having to hold their breath. Visalia trails his ball game 6-3. 3 hits, 2 runs, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Top 8 we go in Fresno, with the Grizzlies leading this ballgame 6-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by CLARawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and Sport 3024. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Welcome back here to Fresno, California. We move to the top of the eighth inning where there will be a new pitcher in the ballgame for manager Steve Solis for the Fresno Grizzlies. And it'll be the right-hander Cade Denton. Grew up in Rowlett, Texas, outside of the Dallas area. Then in Rowlett High School. And here in the top of the eighth, Fresno leads this ballgame 6-3. Up the middle, Jefferson Pena will be fielded by the shortstop, Andy Perez. Spinorama throw to first in time, one down. Let's talk about the numbers here for Cade Denton in 2024. Second time this series we've seen him, and this year he's 0-0 with a 2.08 ERA. It's his fifth appearance of the season. He's pitched 4 1/3, 7 strikeouts and 3 walks. It is a safe scenario if he is to go through the next 6 outs. Pitch outside, ball number 1, 1-0. Yancel Luis is at the plate for Visalia. So far in this ballgame, he is 1-3. Pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. So we saw Denton on Wednesday in a 10-inning affair. Yancel Luis fouls that one backwards, 1-2. Denton in that ball game on Wednesday. He pitched a third of an inning, allowing one hit. Not much to look at. It was his Fresno debut. That one fouled backwards for Yancel, and the count moves to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. The pitch to Yancel Luis, grounded up the middle, will be fielded by the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. Is tossed to first in time, and there's two away. So two down, it brings up Junior Franco to the plate. Currently riding a 9-game hitting streak. Third longest in the California League and a 15-game on-base streak. Both of those two stats are at risk as he's so far 0-3 on the night. First pitch on the way. Swinging, fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Fresno out hitting Visalia 10 hits to 5 in this ballgame. The Grizzlies, one error compared to the Rawhide, 2. Visalia has some work to get done if they want to get back into this ball game. Their two losses in this series have been by combined 2 runs. A 10th inning loss on Wednesday and a bottom of the 9th inning loss on Thursday. Franco pops this one up to the left side. Third baseman Wimmer's underneath it, and the inning comes to a conclusion. 3 up, 3 down from Cade Denton, and we move to the bottom of the 8th inning. Where it's Fresno 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Our third. When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Darius Perry will lead things off. 8-9-1 due up. Perry, Tevin Tucker, and Caleb Hobson. So far, that's bottom of the order. 8-9. Combined 2-for-6 in the ballgame. Matthew Linsky remains on the mound for Visalia. He faced one batter in the seventh. He struck him out on a K2-3. That pitch misses upstairs for ball 1-1-0. Haven't checked in on the California League scoreboard, so let's do that real quick. Several games still in action. The only one that's gone final is Lake Elsinore, San Jose 12-3 winners on this Saturday night. And that pitch is fouled backwards 1-1. San Jose, 5 runs in the second and third. Meanwhile, out in Rancho, Modesto threatening to serve up the seventh loss in a row to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They currently lead 8-5. And then out in Inland Empire, San Bernardino and Stockton Ports lead 4-1 over the 66ers. So another night to cut another game out of the standings if the Rawhide can find a way to rally. Lake Elsinore already lost. Rancho is on path to lose. So you win tonight, all of a sudden you're 4.5 games back for the first time since May. But you got to find a way to tack on 3 runs. But I would say that hasn't been a problem in this ninth inning in this series. Out to right field. The wind is carrying out to right. But in front of it is the right fielder, Jefferson Pena, one away. So Matthew Linsky, first batter he faces, he sits him down. And I'll now bring up Tevin Tucker to the plate. Tevin Tucker in this ballgame, 1-for-3. His last 2 at-bats have been strikeouts. Linsky's deal fouled backwards 0-1. Final game of the series is tomorrow afternoon at 1:05 p.m. We'll be live on the air starting at 12:55. The left-hand pitcher, Adonis Perez, will be on the mound for Visalia, and it will be Jace Kaminska who will be on the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies. Kaminska 3-1 with a 1.26 ERA. Meanwhile, for Adonis Perez, he's 1-3 with 3.44 ERA. He's been the Rawhide Sunday starter for every Sunday game this season. 0-2 with one away. The deal swung on and missed. Strike 3. And another strikeout from Rawhide pitching. The second strikeout of the ballgame for Matthew Linsky. And it's another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Allstate, you're in good hands. Top of the order once again. And Caleb Hobson, he's gone on base all 4 times tonight, with 3 of those being safely. One of them was on an E5 back in the third. 2-out pitch to Caleb Hobson. Upstairs, ball 1. Hobson batting 273 after his 4 at-bats here tonight. Looking for his 25th hit of the year. Matthew Linsky's pitch swung on and missed. And the count is 1-1. We'll see if Cade Denton comes back out in the ninth. There is an arm warming up in the Fresno pen. 1-1 with 2 away. The pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hobson looking to add on some insurance for Fresno. Linsky looking to send this to the ninth. 6-3 ball game in the bottom of the eighth. The right-hander's pitch. Outside corner, ball two. Just an inch wide of the batter's box. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Linsky's pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. His third strikeout of the game. And we head to the bottom of the ninth inning, where it'll be Adrian DeLeon, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones with Rawhide trailing by three. Top nine, Fresno 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Top nine, Rawhide trail this ballgame by three. It's 6-3. And the new pitcher in the ballgame is the lefty, Bryson Hammer. Third left-handed arm used by manager Steve Solis. It'll be Adrian DeLeon, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones due up in the ninth inning. 0-1 the count, and Hammer's pitch misses low for ball one, 1-1. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. 1-1 to DeLeon, right down the middle, strike two. Bryson Hammer so far this year. Look at the numbers. 2-1 with a 1.77 ERA. The 12th round draft pick by the Colorado Rockies out of Dallas Baptist. He last pitched on Wednesday night in the 10-run thriller, where he pitched two-thirds of an inning, gave up four runs. All four of those were in the ninth, and that goes to my next topic. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for DeLeon. And there's one away. Visalia, this series, they've scored six ninth-inning runs. Four of those on Wednesday night. Two of those in the game that forced the bottom of the ninth. Did the Rawhide have a little magic wand one more time in this series to force extras? And in that ninth inning game, Drew Jones was a strikeout to begin things, but this time he'll ground out. Excuse me, Ruben Santana will ground out, bringing up Drew Jones to the plate. Two outs here, and Drew Jones, who is 0-2 in the ballgame, will step in to bat. Drew Jones, the second most hits on the team in the month of May, The only player in front of him is Yancel Luis with 22. Pitch misses low for a ball, 1-0. Drew Jones in the month of May, 20 hits, batting .295 this month. Also, the team RBI leader with 21 is 1-0. Pitch misses outside for ball two. Two homers on the year for Drew Jones, but a home run really wouldn't do that much for Visalia, with Rawhide needing some base runners right now. 2-0 with 2-way. The pitch to Drew bounced up the middle. Charging in comes Perez. His throw to first base in time. And the Fresno Grizzlies go 3-up, 3-down in the ninth. And they capture game 5 of the 6-game series, 6-2-3. Tonight's ball game, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Fresno. Visalia, 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 errors. And the series is now 3-2. With Rawhide looking to even up the series at 3 games apiece and look for their first series split of the season tomorrow afternoon at 1:05. We'll step aside in. When we come back, we'll break down the ball game. We'll also take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ball game. Fresno 6-3 winners on this Saturday night. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by SaintLateRawhide.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Rawhide are now 8-9 when they are the first team to score. They're unable to pull off the win despite scoring first in the second inning. So let's dive through this ball game. Yancel Luis led off the ball game with a hit. However, two batters later, the inning would come to a conclusion. Junior Franco grounds into a double play. Adrian DeLeon flies out to second base. And we head to the bottom of the first. Similar kind of inning, a leadoff base hit from Caleb Hobson, but an inning ending 6-4-3 DP puts the first inning to bed. Visalia, however, in the second, they get on to Isaiah Cope. The Rawhide get two hits, two runs. They leave one on base. Drew Jones scores. Anderson Rojas scores as well. Motifi Marte with a two-run RBI single, putting the Rawhide in front 2-0. However, the bottom of the third, Fresno would take their first lead of the night, and they would never look back. Four runs on three hits, one error, one left on base, two extra base hits, including a ground rule double from Darius Perry, and Fresno leads 4-2, entering the top of the fourth inning. Visalia did tack on a run in the sixth. They put on one run thanks to an E6 from the shortstop, Andy Perez. And Adrian DeLeon scores, making it 4-3. However, in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Fresno Grizzlies tack on another two runs thanks to a seven-batter inning that both Alexis Lobano and Matthew Linsky pitch. Linsky making his 2024 debut with the Rawhide. Three hits, two runs. Those runs were charged against Alexis Lobano. Top of the ninth, you thought maybe there was a chance. Visalia scored six runs in the ninth inning so far this series. However, the Rawhide go down in order. Adrian DeLeon, Ruben Santana, and Drew Jones. And they drop the fifth game of the series. They now trail 3-2. Fresno, six runs on 10 hits, one error compared to the Rawhide, three runs on five hits, and two errors. The winning pitcher for today's ball game is Isaiah Kupit. He's now 4-1. He pitched six innings of work, five hits, two earned runs. He struck out four batters and walked two. Meanwhile, for Wilkin Paredes, he now falls to 0-2. He gave up six hits, four runs. He struck out six batters. However, those four runs end up costing him the game today. Manager D. Gardner used four pitchers tonight: Wilkin Paredes, Daniel Nunez, Alexis Lobano, and Matthew Linsky, who pitched the longest by relief pitcher, an inning and a third. What's up, aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for tomorrow's ballgame. Fresno 6, Visalia 3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Firework night here at Chancy Park, and zero movement will be happening in the California League South as every team in front of the Rawhide suffered the loss, including the Rawhide themselves. In fact, nobody in the California League South pulling off a win tonight. It was all about the North. We'll start off first at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, where San Jose 12-3 winners against the Lake Elsinore Storm. Meanwhile, out in Rancho Cucamonga, Modesto 8-5 winners against the Quakes. Rancho now seven straight losses. However, they keep their two-game lead over the Lake Elsinore Storm. And then lastly, out in San Bernardino, the Stockton Ports 4-1 winners. So good night for the California League North. Meanwhile, we move into the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where all games have gone final. Out in High A, the Vancouver Canadiens 2-1 winners. That game went 10 innings of work. Vancouver scoring the run in the 10th, giving them the win. In Double A, it was a doubleheader kind of day. 14-4 for Amarillo in game two. Game number one, they won 9-0, both of those games against Arkansas. And then lastly, in Triple A, the Reno Aces 13-7 winners against the OKC Dodgers. Arizona Diamondbacks and Miami Marlins playing tonight on FS1. The score in that ball game in the bottom of the eighth out at Chase Field. The D-backs lead 3-2 against Miami. Tomorrow's ball game, a 105 first pitch. Adonis Perez will be on the mound for Visalia. He's 1-3 so far this season with 3.44 ERA. Meanwhile, for Fresno, will be the right-handed pitcher Jace Kaminska, 3-1 with a 1.26 ERA. Winning pitcher for tonight's ball game is Isaiah Kupit. He is 4-1. Isaiah Kupit, 4-1 with 4.54 ERA. Meanwhile, Wilkin Paredes, he falls to 0-2 with 4.0 ERA. Bryson Hammer receives a save. It's his third save of the year. Tonight's ball game, 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,239 fans inside of Chancy Park in Fresno, California. Tomorrow's bowl game pregame coverage will start at 12:55 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. So until tomorrow night, the Fresno Grizzlies win 6-3. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night and go Rawhide.